can't hear you. Hold on.
What's going on?
What's going on with you, man? What's happening? I know you are super busy right now because we're all in what we're coining as summit hell. Yeah. And I know you got, you know, interviews going on and da 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 da. I got to take a second just to brag before we get into what you do and who you are. I did my last interview on Saturday.
Nice. That's awesome.
I know, right?
I kept mine on the 19th. So, but I'm doing mine a little bit later than yours. Mine goes live on November 9th. So,
no, we actually went later because if you notice on the sign, we moved to mid-November because there's like 11 people that I know of that are doing their summits on the dates we had. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, no, we're just going to move further down and get out of their way because I'm not and a lot of those people are a part of my summit. I'm a part of theirs. And I didn't want to take away traffic and stuff because, we're putting it on television and all that kind of stuff.
I know. You're doing some fun stuff.
We're doing fun stuff and crazy stuff. You should have told me, man, when I told you I wanted to do this. What are you, nuts? 30 people in a single day? You lost your mind. But no, you let me go out there by myself. I see how you are. That's all
right. Nah, come on. Come on. That's not true. I mean, we were both on podcast day, right? And I mean, Scott did, man, I can't even believe what he did. He did like, what, 12 hours alive, man?
That's
crazy.
Yeah, I'm not grown up crazy. Like that yet. I did it in two parts. I can't go straight through like he did. So look, before we get too far in this thing, let's talk about what you do and how you do it.
So I'm Mark Farrell, the jeweler, and I do lots of stuff, right? So for the last 10 years, I've been a professional custom jeweler. I own a custom jewelry company, Buffalo Craft Company, and we make custom jewelry to solve people's needs, right? So we do a lot of restoration work. We do a lot of redesign. We do a lot of heirloom redesign, custom builds, all kinds of stuff. Lots of hand fabrication and old world techniques with new world designs. Last 10 years, right? That's been my world, like hands down. Last year and a half, well, now it's about 3 years, right? I started really diving into wanting to grow and build my business, have it be more than just the product that I was making because I found that I was maxing out my time, right? There's only so many hours in a day, 2,000 work hours in a year if you're working 40 hours a week. And so I figured that, previously I had been trying to acquire more skills, right? More jewelry skills, hand skills, everything like that. Because I thought if I could say yes to more jobs, right? Or to more things, I would ultimately make more money. And the problem was that I found out that wasn't true. what I found out was to get more done, you have to have more time. And to have more time, it means you have to multiply, right? So I talked about 2,000 hours in a work year. And so if that's true, if you've got two people, right, bearing the load, now you've got 4,000 work hours. If you have three, it's six. If you have four, it's eight, right? And it's compounding. So you can leverage other people's time and abilities and everything else like that. So I started doing my research and getting into all this stuff. And that led me to the coaching program, 2CCX, right? Mm-hmm. And now I'm really learning and diving really, really deep into growing my business and leveraging other things that I'm already doing, right? But using them in a different capacity, monetizing them in a different way, using the process, the information, everything else, right? To build something a little bit different. And I'm really focused on the business end. I've got a really great handle after 10 years of making jewelry. I've got a really great handle on how to make it, the manufacturing end of it, the technical end. Like nothing about making jewelry stresses me out anymore. Am I worried about it? Anything like that. And so now that I've got that really dialed in and really tight, now it's on to the next educational conquest, which is the growth and the pursuit of $1 million in gross sales.
The pursuit of $1 million in gross sales. Okay. Yeah. Well, just a million. I mean, you're going to stop there? Or are you planning on going?
No, that's just the first. That's to legitimize the idea, right? So the first half was, or the first part was hit $250,000 basically out of my garage. That's what we hit. So now we're going to the next step, which is, okay, we've got this thing. We've built this. We've been in business for 10 years with Buffalo Craft Company. So now we're changing. Not reorganizing, but we're kind of rebranding and everything. Yeah. It's still Buffalo Craft, right? But it's different. It's different stuff. It's still custom jewelry. It's still our own designs. It's art. It's everything else like that. But now it's kind of the guts, the back end, the how-to. And that goes in line with our podcast, The Jeweler's Philosophy, and our Instagram page at Buffalo Craft Co. and all this other stuff, right? This market found me. And so I'm kind of now figuring out how to service, help, and grow that market for not only me, right, but for also for everybody else that is doing that. I went to college to be an art teacher, and I went to be an art teacher when I was 18 because my whole divine plan was I wanted to teach people how to think differently, right? And I was going to do that through teaching high schoolers the freedom of art and making. And luckily that never happened. I graduated in 2008, right when the economy dropped out. No teaching jobs. I was making jewelry. I dove into that. And then that consumed my life for 10 years. And now I've got a mechanism to actually use, relate to people, prove that I can do it, that I have done it, everything else like that. And then go and, you know, make it so I can actually help them progress and everything else like that. So now I'm teaching people how to think through all the other avenues that I'm down on.
Okay. So you're Mark Farrell, the jeweler. You're making jewelry. What kind of jewelry do you make?
So we do everything. Right now, we're actually do, like I said, we do a lot of estate redesign. So we actually have a store right outside Nashville, Tennessee. There's a really great store down here, Walton's, and they only do estate jewelry. So it's all stuff from like the 20s and 30s. Ooh, and previous. So they carry a lot of real estate pieces, but typically with those pieces, you can only find one of those. You know, you can find the engagement ring typically is what they're finding, or and that's what people are buying. But then people want to have a match pair, right? They want to have a wedding band that matches the same style, the same stone cuts, the same flare material, everything, right? And so that's really where we shine. We're using old world techniques, and we're using that to fabricate new world designs and different, you know, companion pieces. So they've got the antique engagement ring, and then we'll make them a new modern wedding band, but they look exactly the same. It looks like they were made at the same point from the same hands. So we do a lot of that. We also do a ton of nature inspired jewelry, which is really our custom niche. And we are building a production line. We've got two flagship lines that we're going to be launching. We're hoping mid 2021.
So you've got a summit coming up as well. We kind of hit on it just for a second. Yeah. When is your summit? What's it about? And how can they find out more information about it?
So, my summit is, the Real Art, Real Business Summit. We're going to be launching the website right now. I'm putting the final touches on the website and everything else like that. So people can actually go register, start getting the parts, you know, the notes, and start watching the interviews, everything else like that. And that is going to be at, Real Art, Real Business Summit, or what is it? RealArtRealBusiness.com. And so, it's not live yet, but we're going to be posting a lot about it, both on our Facebook page, which is Buffalo Craft Company on Facebook, and then on our Instagram, which is at Buffalo Craft Co. That's really where the majority of our followers and our communication and everything like that is. We've got over 20,000 followers on Instagram, and like 85% of those are jewelers and artists and art-based business owners. So that's really who we're going after to service. And we're working on building up more on the Facebook and other platforms like that.
You've got the coolest pictures though. I mean, I look at, you know, I said, why didn't he tell me I needed to send him a cool headshot? Because I got this corporate, you know, like everybody else is out there. They're artsy. I'm like, I look like everybody's mother.
Nah.
You could have warned me. I thought we were friends. You got
nah, that's not true. Well, I'll crawl your stuff and I'll change it. How's that? Because I mean, I'm just like, that was the problem, right? Was before I started reaching out to everybody, I had to get everybody that I was reaching out to a place to kind of congregate and see who else I was talking to. And so I just started, I mean, I'm way different, right? I mean, as a business owner, as a jeweler, I've caught flack for a little while because it's like, I got lots of piercings. I got lots of tattoos. I just beat, you know, I go to a different drummer. I feel like all of us do, like, you know, artists and entrepreneurs and stuff like that. But then it's like Gen Pop. Man, they look at the majority of us or other, you know, professional jewelers that are not doing more of the art based end, right? It's the, mental conquest of the artist, right? How far can I push my own boundaries? How far can I push my skills? How far can I push my designs, right? And as soon as you come up and you hit that one level, right, the next thing that you do is got to be, it's like it drops back, and now that's your last best, right, is now your foundation for jumping. And so, you know, that was kind of the thing. And it's like, I wanted it to be more fun. I haven't watched anybody else's summits or anything like that yet, but I do know that the way that I'm running my stuff is it's much more, I think it's going to be much more conversational, right? It's like, I'm having interviews with my guests, but I'm trying to talk with them more and interject with them a little bit more, instead of it just being, you know, asking them the questions and then having them present it. But mainly because a lot of the people that I'm talking to, I'm fortunate enough that I'm actually friends with a lot of these people, you know, and I've conversated with them over the years. I've been building my relationships for the last 5 or 10 years. And so a lot of these people, like, they are my really good friends, you know, and that's really special because they've influenced me. And I'm looking at the summit as more of, you know, providing really great information to the attendees, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's the whole goal, is I want them to get as much out of it as possible. And, but the way that I'm setting it up is a lot of these people I'm talking to are my mentors, right? They've helped me. They've built me up. They've given me all kinds of stuff. And I'm trying to present the information that stuck for me, right? That was really impactful in my actual journey, right? Mm-hmm. I want to present that to everybody else. The people that are choosing to follow me and pay attention to me and everything else like that, I want to give them the same information that I got from the same people. And that's really what this first Real Art, Real Business Summit is about. Cause I've already decided I'm going to do it. It's going to be an annual thing.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, you know, I'm always going to be learning, getting something different out of it and meeting new people and everything else like that. So it's that present, you know, I could talk about my stories and everything else like that, but to hear it from the horse's mouth, I think that there's something magical in that too. So the interviews that we're doing is a mixture of both of that, right? It's like the information right from their mouth, but also how that information has affected me and why it's so important to present that to more people to have a bigger impact, not only for the people watching, but also for the people presenting, right? Because it's important to know how it impacted me and why I think it's so important to present it to everybody that we're going to be talking to.
So before I let you get out of here, you and I, you know, we became friends inside of Tucoma. We're in the same group together. We, we're in the next same group together. So they're talking Kevin's ear off. and I was talking to you. I think we were doing one of our interviews and I said, man, we should do a show together.
Heck yeah.
So we're working on doing a show together. We don't have a name for it yet, but it's going to be pretty interesting because you guys get just a little taste of Mark, of what he really can go. But you give this man a subject and he will just take off, and it's fantastic. What is it that you always tell me about you like to talk?
I enjoy talking a lot. I could talk to a brick wall and be perfectly happy. It's not even about hearing my own voice. Like, it's funny. Like, I just I'm going to go and probably record 3 to 4 podcast episodes today. Right. And it's like, my whole thing with, once I found what this was 2 years ago, I said, I need to find a way to make money with the thoughts in my head. Right. And I need to get it out. I've got 3 kids, from 1 to 4, and all of this, right. The podcast, the summit, everything else that I'm doing, all this stuff on the internet, everything. It's basically, I want to get everything out of my head. I want to download it. I want to get it online so other people can learn from it. I've been told that I view the world differently than anybody else. I believe that wholeheartedly. And I'm not saying that my views are better. It's just, it's a very different take. And I, you know, my wife was talking to me the other day about how I'm very particular about so many things. She's like, I've never met anybody that's so particular. And she's like, but it makes sense. Like, when you can explain it, it makes sense why it works, right? And she's like, and every time that you do it, it happens a lot when it comes down to like cooking food. She's like, you're so particular. And when you cook food like that, you know, I'm like, well, do you like it? She's like, yeah, it's amazing. It's just like, to think about it and think about the things that go through your head, it's so daunting. And I'm like, nah, it's not. I got to get it out, get it down, so then other people can use it. And that's the goal. So that's why I like it. I mean, I've got so much to give and I'm not done giving yet. I'm just, the tap is on as high as it can go.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. And I know, I hope my kids are watching. If not, I'll make them watch the recording of this, because they think I'm so particular. I am. And now they know there's more than just me. We have a tribe of people that are so particular. So I thank you for stopping by Expert Talk Extra and just sharing a little bit of your story. And I'll talk to you real soon. We're going to get this show going, and I'll see you in class in a couple of days.
Thanks a lot, Tigo. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
See you.
Bye-bye.